Altcoins rally with stocks at record highs on ceasefire optimism. U.S. equities closed at record highs for a second consecutive session on April 16, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ both setting fresh peaks on optimism around Middle East ceasefire talks and the prospect of U.S.-Iran negotiations, according to Reuters. Crypto's response was uneven. Altcoins rallied hard while Bitcoin and Ether stayed close to flat. As of April 17, BTC was trading at $74,985, up 0.2% on the day. ETH was at $23,045, down 0.7%. The risk-on bid showed up further down the curve. SOL was at 88,880, up 4.5% in 24 hours. XRP was at 1.44, up 3.2%. BNB traded at 633.52, up 1.7%. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index read 55, firmly in neutral territory. The equity's first rally bypassed Bitcoin. The move in stocks was larger and cleaner than anything in majors crypto. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ print record closes on diplomatic headlines, and BTC barely twitched. That is a departure from the reflexive pattern where stock market risk-on bleeds straight into spot Bitcoin. Part of the explanation is that Bitcoin already front-ran the Iran de-escalation narrative earlier this cycle, running from the low 60s toward 75 when Tehran first offered to suspend its nuclear program. The incremental ceasefire progress is no longer new information for BTC. Altcoins, by contrast, had not repriced for the same scenario. SOL and XRP releveraged a narrative Bitcoin had already absorbed. Where the money actually moved, SOL's 4.5% move sits against a 7-day gain of 6.9%, which suggests the rally is concentrated in recent sessions rather than a slow grind. XRP's 3.2% day put its 7-day gain at 7.3%, reinforcing that the pair had more room to run than BTC after recent consolidation. BNB's 1.7% day, with a 5% weekly gain, tracked closer to Bitcoin's flatter profile. The split is consistent with what altcoin desks usually flag during macro-driven rallies. When the narrative is risk-on rather than a crypto-specific catalyst, the beta trade outperforms the store value trade. BTC becomes the hedge. Altcoins become the expression, what the ceasefire track record actually looks like. The diplomatic headlines that drove stocks this week are the latest chapter in a multi-step process. Earlier this cycle, Iran offered to suspend its nuclear program for 5 years, which triggered the initial Bitcoin move towards 75K. That track later reversed when Trump ordered a naval blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, and talks collapsed, with BTC giving back its rally and oil jumping above 105. The current headlines suggest talks have resumed and stocks are pricing in a cleaner resolution than the prior collapse implied. For crypto, this is a reminder that the Iran ceasefire narrative has been a source of chop rather than direction. Every confirmed step of de-escalation has been followed by an escalation, and vice versa. Positioning around a single diplomatic headline has paid poorly in this cycle. Implications for spot flows and cards. The altcoin outperformance matters for on-chain flow, not just price. SOL's move coincides with elevated activity across Solana native products, and XRP's rally continues a run that included a $120 million week of ETP inflows dominated by Switzerland. For crypto card users holding balances in altcoins rather than stables or BTC, a rally like today's meaningfully changes top-up economics. A card funded from a SOL or XRP balance spends cheaper today than it did 3 days ago. The reverse applies when the trade unwinds, which is the other side of holding volatile spend-side collateral rather than a stablecoin. If the narrative reverts again, as it has at every prior step of the Iran cycle, altcoin-funded cards will feel it first. That is one reason some users route meaningful spend through stablecoin-denominated cards rather than holding volatile collateral against live balances.